past, present, future. All of these are part of your journey here to the archaeological site of Tulum. As an active archaeological site, Tulum is still providing answers as we unravel the mysteries of the ancient Maya civilization. Beneath each stone could be a clue that will help us understand what happened here. Many of these clues could be lost forever if care is not taken to preserve the area for future generations and scientists. You can help protect the ruins by treating the artifacts with care, staying behind roped areas, walking on designated paths to protect native vegetation, and leaving all artifacts, rocks, and plants exactly as you found them. As a responsible visitor, you can also preserve the character and economy of the area by supporting local businesses and artisans, and visiting the spectacular but lesser-known Maya sites such as Coba. Learn more about World Heritage and your role in preservation by visiting friendsofworldheritage.org. Now, experience the culture of the Maya as Tech Trek presents a piece of your world heritage, Tulum.
Hola! Welcome to Tulum. And thank you for choosing to use Tech Trek guided audio to learn about the Mayan civilization. This is a wonderful place. Not only are there some fantastic ruins, but the natural surroundings are some of the most beautiful of any place on the Yucatan Peninsula. My name is Jose, and I will be your guide today.
Great! I can't wait to get started.
Bueno! Glad to hear it! Before we begin our adventure, I think we might want to cover a little bit of history. This will give us a good starting point to understanding many of the artifacts that you will see while you are here. The Maya people believed that the area around Tulum actually rose up from the sea. The word Tulum in Mayan means footprint of water, so it's not surprising that they chose this location to build such a marvelous city. Today, the ruins here stand as a monument to one of the oldest and largest ancient civilizations in the world. You might not have thought about the people in the Americas as civilized in the same way that you think about the Romans or the Greeks. But about the same time in history, the Maya people were making advances in math and science that were at least equal to those of the European cultures. The term civilized simply means that they were able to work together, passing down knowledge between generations so that they could accomplish great things for the community. Civilized societies all have at least two other things in common: a system of writing and a calendar.
Yeah, and I heard that the Maya had both.
That's right, they did. Both of which gave them the ability to pass on important information. The Maya calendar gave the people the ability to coordinate with one another to sort of set appointments. That was important for everything, from building projects to battle training. The writing system was also important. Civilizations always want to get better. Writing allows this to happen. For example, when the Mayan scientists looked at the stars, they made written records of all their discoveries. Those records were then studied by other people who used those previous discoveries to make discoveries of their own. They then recorded their work for other people to study. The result was that they were able to calculate things like solar and lunar eclipses that would occur thousands of years into the future, a feat that would have been very difficult for any single person to accomplish on their own. Tulum is a great example of Maya accomplishments. We have evidence here of a lot of things they did, working together to make one of the greatest civilizations in the ancient world. So let's take a journey together, and I will show you some of the most remarkable artifacts, temples, caves, tombs, and shrines. But keep sharp. You may still hear the voices of the ancient Maya revealing their story to you.